Welcome in Stuart Simpson, the Director of Finance for North Platte Public Schools, along with Board President for the Board of Education, Skip Altig, and Communications Director Tina Smith, joining us on the heels of last night's Board of Education meeting. And Stuart, we were talking off the air. Legislature in full session, obviously that's something you keep close tabs on. And Mr. Altig, you sit on a few committees as well that keeps track of what's going on.
Yeah, I sit on the NASB, Nebraska Association of School Boards Legislative Committee. And actually, we have a Zoom meeting every Monday at 10 o'clock.
Do you? Okay.
Goes till 11 or 11:30 and talk about what goes on, what happened the previous week and what is on the agenda for this week.
Okay.
So we do that, plus so we have a pretty good in-depth discussion. There's like 23 people involved in that throughout the state that is on that committee.
And how long have you been on that committee?
I have been on that committee since 18.
Okay. So tell us how you're paying attention to legislature's change, Mr. Altig, from your days as an educator to now a fellow elected official on the Board of Education.
How the legislature... Well, I, truthfully, when I was a teacher, I paid some attention to it, but not as much as I do now because so much of what we do as a school board, and a lot of people don't understand, we are controlled so much by federal laws and state laws.
Sure, a lot of regulation.
That really dictate from finance, you know, we are already controlled on how much we can spend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would say in the past few years, this legislature started to get into curriculum, which is kind of a scary issue for some of us because hardly any of those are educators or were educators. And the fact, like last night, we talked about the new financial aspect to our graduation requirements that we have to fit in now to our curriculum because of a law that was passed last year.
Financial literacy. Right?
Yes, it is, and it's a requirement for, will be a requirement for starting this year's sophomores and everybody beyond.
Going forward
to the fact that they have to have a semester class.
So this goes into effect with the class, is it 25, 26?
24.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
We are setting it up, and we are lucky that we have a person on staff that can do this. We actually offer the class, but now it'll be a required class.
Okay, so not a horrible transition then.
Not for us.
Yeah. Not as much as what it is for some other
and I mentioned last night in the meeting that one of the bigger schools in the eastern part of the state, representative is on our committee. They're having to hire three teachers to cover this.
Wow.
And I said last night, a lot of times when they do these, and sometimes they're not bad ideas, they really aren't, but then there's no funding mechanism for them. So that district, like us, if we didn't have anybody, we would have to go out and be adding a teacher to cover that.
Yeah.
And if we grow, then eventually we probably would have to add another teacher. But this is for every school.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not, whether you're a Class D school or a Class A school, everybody has to do it.
So there's probably going to be some schools in the area, in the listening area, that are going to have to add an educator for this.
I would say so, yes.
And we were just talking off the air, too. Legislature trying to help this, but it's not like teachers are growing on trees right now.
Correct. Actually, there's a big teacher shortage. Kevin Mills, our HR guy, could tell you all about it. We've talked about it. It's, you know, very, very hard to find certain teachers. It's getting to be in all areas now, but specifically science, math, special education are very difficult to find.
Is it more challenging for educators that are with upperclassmen or lowerclassmen, or is it just all across the board regardless of elementary to high school?
Didn't he say secondary level?
Secondary. Middle school to secondary are the harder. Elementary, you know, there are less of them as well, but they seem for us to be easier to find. But the middle school, the high school, right now we need five special ed teachers for next year.
Wow. And Stuart, tell us about some of the proposals going through the legislature right now that you're keeping an eye on, including the one that would potentially ease some of the requirements for educators?
Well, as Skip was mentioning, there's three bills out there for teacher certification. They're going to, the Education Committee signed on to their main one, which was 1218, but they're going to sort of morph the three to one, but we can see that coming out where it will alleviate some of the requirements for teachers or people that are going in the teaching profession so that our higher eds can get them certified and get them out into the profession. So we're looking for that one to go through. We're just waiting for that one to come out of committee and get on the docket to be debated. So
okay.
That's 1218. But I think the other one for my concern was 1250, which is tweaking the joint hearing bill, because I keep talking about it. From our standpoint, we only have really 6 months left till we're going to be dealing with budget time again.
Uh-huh.
And our county has to send out postcards to all the patrons informing them of a joint meeting in regards to all the property taxes from North Platte Public Schools to the county to the city to what, you know, all the other entities. Uh-huh. And how is that going to be developed and what's going to happen? And there's certain timelines that we have to be met. So
that's a law that says if you're going to raise taxes, you have to notify taxpayers and then have a joint hearing? Is that the way it works? Or
correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yes.
And so all the taxing entities have to have a joint hearing.
Right.
And that's what you refer to casually as a postcard hearing, right? Because that's how you're notifying people.
Yes.
With postcards, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
At
right.
one time,
the
bill stated that everybody had to be there, like all board members from every entity
really?
Had to be there and so forth. And when that came out, we wondered where the heck in like Lincoln County, where we could put it.
Yeah.
What they did do is change that before they passed it, that you can send a representative.
Okay.
Right. So one individual from the Board of Education, one from City Council,
right,
County
correct.
Commissioners. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Makes it a little bit easier.
A little bit less packed in the.
Yeah.
Any,
yes.
It's any taxing entity.
Right. Wow, okay.
Right.
I was going to say, we'd have to use one of the gymnasiums if we had all those elected officials.
So NRDs, Ag Society.
Correct.
What have you?
Fire
college. Districts, maybe. Yep.
Airport Authority. Yeah.
Board of Governors.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that'll be in August or sometime.
It'll
right?
be in September. Actually, we have to have all of our information to the county by September 5th so they could compile it, put it on a postcard, and send it out to the patrons so that they can hold a hearing between September 19th and the 29th. And then it comes back to us for then additional action items to say that we're going to need this property tax request. And then it goes back to the county for setting the levy. So a lot of hoop jumping.
So will this replace the normal budget hearing that the school district has?
It's going to replace a portion of the budget hearing. We'll still have to have a hearing for our expenditure side, but we will not have to have a hearing until the county has a hearing for the property tax request. But we're still getting clarification if the county's hearing on property tax request can be our hearing, or if we have to have then a separate hearing on property taxes. But everybody's still trying to sort out that piece of the puzzle.
Interesting.
All right.
Well, Mr. Altig, last night's Board of Education meeting, you mentioned a minute ago that the big conversation was around this new course that's going to be, that is currently being offered, but will become mandatory for the sophomore class.
Correct.
Any other big items on the agenda from last night you wanted to bring up?
We had a agenda item for the HVAC for Adams Middle School, and we're going with a company that is going to monitor, correct, Stuart?
Right.
Beforehand, it was just kind of put it in and let it go, and now this will be a monitoring service through computers.
And
this company will be doing that as well, which I think will be a big benefit to us.
Interesting.
Well, if we can save the energy in each of our buildings by at least controlling, you know, how much heat. Because as we're sitting in here, you know, you'll come in here, turn up the heat, but then walk out and forget about it. Well, this will then monitor not only who's in the room, but at night we'll go into setbacks or controlled features so that we can make sure that if we can keep that energy load down, then that'll save a little bit of money
from
the
costs.
Well, all of us got our natural gas bill as well as the school district and anybody else, and we're watching, you know, those costs go up as well, and so we're very much concerned about how much we can control in that energy side.
So this will cut back on the amount of heat or AC being used in evening or even on the weekends too, when we don't have as many individuals in the buildings?
Correct. So we can hopefully can control that so that we can at least keep that energy level at a controlled
That is really cool technology.
Well, we already have it at our high school, at Washington, Cody, Buffalo, and Lincoln. So we're already doing it in some of the bigger ones, but Adams is our next piece. And Adams, that's why we're doing the new HVAC, is that's 1976 age HVAC. And a lot of technology has been upgraded, so now it'll be a little bit more electronic, similar to what we're getting in our houses, but on a bigger scale.
So is the goal to have all buildings in the school district on a system like this eventually?
We hope so. Okay. You know, it's a process.
Sure. Not something you can do every year.
No, not at all.
But good goal to have.
Right. I think part of that HVAC is being paid out of ESSER's program, and we talk about it all the time. We had ESSER's 2 and ESSER's 3 come through this last year, and we had to have at least ESSER's 3 submitted to the state by September 15th and then go through a process of making sure we crossed our T's and dotted our I's on that. But still in that, I presented to the board that for ESSER's or for all the grants that we deal with, that's the total amount we get. We do not get any more from the feds. I think we want to make sure that everybody knows we don't get any more money if we have a mask mandate or anything else. What we got is what we got. If people go out and write grants, then that's great, but it's not relative to mass or anything else. It was relative to the pandemic, and the feds issued that back March of 2021, and in the process, we got our allocation, and that's all we got.
And you mentioned folks can still write grants, but those are unrelated to the pandemic whatsoever, just the same as they were pre-COVID.
Correct. Similar to, you know, Carrie Linneman, our director of after school programs, is writing a grant through Beyond School Bells to get a horse club grant. So we're going to see coming through. So, I mean, our people are out there doing what type of grants can they do to help educate our students in the buildings, whether it's during the school day or after school day?
Sure. Very unique.
Yeah, one of the things, and Stuart kind of brought it up, some people have a notion that there's a mask requirement attached to the ESSER funds. That is not correct at all. Right. There are requirements.
Sure.
But that is not one of them.
And just to clarify, ESSER is abbreviation for Federal COVID Relief Funds.
Correct.
Just to clarify, but there were two or three stages of that, actually?
Yeah, we had the first one right after we went into the pandemic in 2020, and then they passed a second one, December, January, and then the third one came in March. Mm-hmm. And so we had to have the second one submitted the summer of last year and the third one in September. But always with all these grants, even with our standard grants that we have, which is IDEA or special ed, as well as our Title I buildings, you get it in, you get it submitted, and then you go through the process of scrubbing some of the information. No, they've changed the requirements. You got to say this, or you got, you know, please clarify.
Fine detailing.
Yeah, fine detailing. Thank you, Tristan. I appreciate that.
Gentlemen, anything else you'd like to add from last night's board meeting?
We had three Bulldogs of the Month that I thought were very articulate last night, they had some really good things. I look for that. They had some great things to say about the school system, all three of them, and how glad they were that they had attended North Platte Public Schools. I thought that, from all three of them, I thought that was excellent.
And Tina, it's great to see our Bulldogs of the Month coming back to the Board of Education meetings, too.
It's wonderful to have them there, to be able to shake their hands and take their pictures, get them out on social media. Yeah, so shout out to each one of them. We had one join us that was from January. That was Tate. And then we had Beckett and Alicia, I probably mispronounced your name there. But they, as Skip said, they just really articulated their gratefulness for their teachers, their classmates, their experiences at the high school. And, you know, Dr. Hansen and I sat down with four seniors last week for our Sunday Spotlight. And I tell you what, these kids are amazing. They have done some really great things, and anybody that wants to go out and see that, they can find it on the website. Another thing, Tristan, that we are very excited about are our 11 wrestlers headed to state this week.
Yes, that's awesome.
Can't be more excited. Coach Hall is doing an amazing job over there with our program, and we wish them well. We have a new scoreboard. Did you guys get to see that yet?
No, I have not, but Terry came on, I believe it was the end of January, and talked about it a little bit. This thing sounds pretty cool.
It is way cool.
Yeah, it's great. It actually is great.
It is, and Phil Willie's got his multimedia class over there creating content for it, so it is really inclusive into education and all the things that that we get to do in the classrooms, but also to express to our community. Anybody that wants to support that, you mentioned Terry Burchell's name, give a shout out to Terry. She'll get you hooked up with a board. I know we're wanting to put those in a few other places as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah. One thing we have coming up, starting today, and I was surprised, Skip, that you didn't mention this.
Well,
I'm in a blank. Right?
Okay.
There's a pause.
Need
I know.
A drum roll.
I was giving him a minute. Yeah. He remembered everything. I'm over here checking off my list.
And I don't have notes.
Yeah. And I had to take notes. Oh, my
You're
goodness.
Doing well.
They covered so many things this morning, but our community engagement survey and business survey. So, last fall, our school board started with NASB a survey that went out to employees, to families, to teachers, all that good stuff. And this is just a continuation of that survey so that the community and business owners have the ability to come back and let the board know what's important to them for the school district. So that launches today. Watch your emails, everybody. And if you don't see it in email, you're welcome to come out to the nppsd.org website, and it will be in the news section. So,
and then NASB will be out in the spring. Okay. They will compile all of these. The reason that went out of my head, we started that before the superintendent search got really going.
So there's been just a few other
and
things in your mind
when
since
that
then
happened.
You saw
then
that
the holidays occurred, and then I kind of blanked it out.
And then the legislative session started.
And then all of a sudden, I got a note from Marcia Herring and Tori Pierce with NASB about this and what questions are we going to use. And I thought, oh, Lord, I forgot all about this. So
we're still doing that.
And I put him on the spot big time there, didn't
I? Yeah, we got the questions put together, and those go out today. And then they will come back later in the spring and compile all of the from the teachers, the administrators, from the board, parents, and so forth. And they'll present what the surveys actually all say.
Awesome.
Yep. While you're talking about surveys, so there was a busing survey, too, that was conducted. Do we have any results yet?
Absolutely.
Or can we expect
some? So last week, we actually spent some time, Stuart and I, pulling the data together on those. We presented to the board subcommittees. Those will be reviewed again next month in subcommittee, and then they will go to the board in April?
They'll be in discussion in March, right?
Yeah, discussion
it'll
in March.
It'll be a discussion item in March. There's still some things that they have to put together.
Okay.
That will be a discussion item in March, and then it will be on the agenda to decide
action.
What we're going to, for action, decide what we are going to do in April.
Okay, so March will be just informal conversation.
Right. With all of ours, items when we're going to act on them, we always discuss them the month before. That's two reasons. One, it gets it out there for the public, so if they want to talk to any of the board members about it, he or she can contact us, which happens. Mm-hmm. And then we also can think about it over this period of time, the six board members, and then comes back for an action item the next month.
And the board members can also do their homework and talk to Mr. Smith or Mrs. Smith about X, Y, and Z.
Right.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just want to give a huge shout out to our community. We had an enormous response rate compared to what we normally get within the community.
Right.
And so the feedback was amazing. We were able to break that out, and like Mr. Altig said, the board is actually evaluating those that data and those comments that were given to help make their decisions.
Cool. Awesome. Well, guys, we sure appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you again next month. Oh, yes, Stuart.
I just wanted to say our musical's coming up here in March, too.
Yes.
Because I don't know if we'll be on the radio when it comes out. So I just wanted to remind everybody.
Yes, yes. What's
the date? Folks. Do you know that?
No, I do not.
Early March.
It's early March. It always is. So.
All right. We'll watch for it.
I'm thinking in my head that our board meeting is March 14th, and I think it's that next weekend.
Okay.
So maybe we'll be able to have you again before then.
There we go.
It'll be all right.
Yeah.
Guys, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one.